This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. Welcome to the Koilel Agah D'Pirka, Monday afternoon, National Shiur. We have an amazing topic today. We're ready, slowly progressing through Chodesh Elul. Take this opportunity to let everyone know. Make sure you get the mystery and the majesty on Elul, Yom Naram, and Sukkos. You could get it in English. You could get it in Spanish. You could get it in French. You could also go to Brazil and get it in Portuguese. And if you go there, bring me back a copy because I don't have one yet. Also, still new, Yearning for Redemption, Sipisa Yeshua, which is currently out of stock. You could still get it in your Sfarim stores, but right now it is out of stock at Art Scroll. Make sure you get a hold of Sipisa Yeshua. If you would like a free copy, email marbitzetorah1@gmail.com. We have an amazing topic today. Parshas Kisetse, we know the parsha ends. Zachar Eis Asher Asa Lecha Amalek. That Parshas Kisetse ends with the subject of Amalek. It's definitely of note. To me, it struck me as very interesting that we remember Amalek specifically in Chodesh Elul. Because this is not the only time that we remember Amalek during the year. We know that we also read about Amalek in Purim time. Whether we read it on Purim itself, we read Vayavoy Amalek. Whether we read Zachar in the Shabbos before Purim, we're always busy remembering Amalek, either in Elul and Adar. And that's of note, because Elul is the last month of the year, and Adar is the last month of the year. In other words, Elul is the last month of the year, and Adar is the last month of the months. So there must be some reason why whenever we're about to conclude a year, we're busy speaking about Amalek. Elul is the final month. And right before Rosh Hashanah, we read, Zachar Eis Asher Asa Lecha Amalek. And then in Adar, which is right before Chodesh Nisan, we also remember Amalek. So let's try to explore that. Let's try to understand that. We know that the last parsha of Kisetse is Zachar Eis Asher Asa Lecha Amalek. And then we have Parshas Kisavai that talks about Bikurim. So the question is, Lama Nismacha Parshas Amalek LeParshas Bikurim? What's the connection between Amalek and the Bikurim? Is there some kind of connection between Amalek and Bikurim? By the way, we made an observation that this is not the only time we read about Amalek at the end of the year. We also read about Amalek in Adar. But when we read about Amalek earlier in the year, not only here in Kisetse is Amalek juxtaposed to Bikurim, but in Parshas Mishpatim, which we usually read Samach LaAdar, or in Adar, we also read about the Bikurim right next to when we read about Amalek. The Imre Noyam of Jacob points out that not only in Kisetse, when we read about Amalek, is it followed by Bikurim, but in Adar, when we read about Amalek in Zachar or in Beshalach, it's also juxtaposed to the Bikurim in Mishpatim, which we read in Adar. So again, it can't be coincidental that there's a connection between Amalek and Bikurim. What in the world does Amalek have to do with Bikurim? Now, you could say simply there's a connection between Amalek and Kisavai, that there's a connection between Amalek and Kisavai. What's the connection? The Rambam says that upon entry to Eretz Yisrael, we're commanded in three mitzvahs to make a melech, to destroy Amalek, and to build the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, since Kisavai begins, V'haya Kisavai El Ha'aretz, one of the mitzvahs that applies when we enter Eretz Yisrael is what? Destroying Amalek. So that's the connection between Amalek and Kisavai, but it still doesn't explain what's the connection between Amalek and the Bikurim. So, let's explore this. The Torah tells us about Amalek. Remember what Amalek did? They cooled you off on the road. Vayezaniv b'cha kol hanecha shalem acharecha. They attacked you. Rashi interprets makas zanav, a wound at the tail. What does that mean? Choytech milois v'zoyrek klape mala. They would cut off the foreskin and throw it heavenward. That's a bizarre activity, to say the least. That's bizarre. Why would Amalek be choytech the arelus and throw it heavenward? Why would that be the activity of Amalek? So now we're learning something else interesting, that Amalek not only counteracts Bikurim, they counteract Mila. Now, what do Bikurim and Mila have in common? They do have something in common, and that is they are both the beginnings. Bikurim is Reishis Pri Ha'adama, and Mila, of course, is the first mitzvah. What's interesting is Amalek is also called Reishis. Reishis Goyim Amalek. Sure enough, Amalek, who in Parshas Balak is called Reishis Goyim Amalek, in Parshas Kisavai, Amalek is coming to counteract Reishis. V'lakachta me Reishis kapri ho'adama. They're both called Reishis. Based on that, the Moshav Zakenim is one of the Balei HaToisvus. Actually, I have a friend that once disparagingly made a comment on the name of the Sefer, Moshav Zakenim. And then he learned that this is the name of one of the Perushim of the Balei HaToisvus. So he wanted to be Misake in his comments, so he was told to distribute Sefer Moshav Zakenim to the different Batei Knesiyos. In any event, the Moshav Zakenim says that Amalek is called Reishis, like it says, Reishis Goyim Amalek. And Bikurim is also called Reishis, V'lakachta Me Reishis. Therefore, Amalek is juxtaposed to Bikurim. Amalek at the end of Kiseitze is juxtaposed to Bikurim in the beginning of Kisavai. Chsam Sofer as well, in Madura Riviyah, Parshas Tetzaveh, page Lametes, Chsam Sofer also comments on the connection between Amalek and Bikurim, that they are Amalek is Reishis Goyim Bituma, and Bikurim is Reishis Bikedusha. By the way, look in the commentary of Rabbi Avigdor Hatzarfasi. I think that might be a typo. I think it should say Rabbi Vidal Hatzarfasi. That he also explains the juxtaposition of the parshiyos of Kiseitze and Kisavai, based on the idea that Klal Yisrael is commanded in three mitzvahs upon entry into Eretz Yisrael. One of them is to destroy Amalek, and then Amalek is called Reishis, and Bikurim is called Reishis. Fine. But what exactly is the explanation for this idea that Amalek is called Reishis, and therefore he counteracts Bikurim? Rashi says, what does it mean Amalek is Reishis Goyim? It means he's the first to attack Klal Yisrael. But the Moshav Zakenim says something else. The Moshav Zakenim says that Amalek is called Reishis because he counteracts Mila, which is the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael. Like the pasuk says, Vayishasef Shmuel es Agag, that Shmuel castrated Agag. So Amalek also came to destruction through, so to speak, through Mila. Amalek is called Reishis because they stand up against the Mila, which is the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael. That's the reason why Amalek would be choytech the mila vayizani v'chol ka'anecha shalim acharecha and be zoyrek klape mala. And therefore, the Amalek would come, they would be mesareis klal yisrael, they would be choytech mila v'zorken klape mala. Therefore, we punished Shmuel, punished Agag, Mida Kenegan Mida by doing that to him. By the way, there's an amazing remez brought in the Sifrei Chassam Sofer. In Chassam Sofer Ala Torah, Parshas Balak, it's also brought in Drashas Chassam Sofer, Reishis Goyim Amalek. He says, the Rashi Tevois of Levi, Kahas, Amram, Moshe, is Amalek. Amalek is Reishis Goyim. Levi and his children are the Reishis, the choicest of the Shvatim. The Shvatim are called Goyim. Reishis Goyim. If you take the first letter of the heads of Klal Yisrael, Levi, Kahas, Amram, Moshe, it spells Amalek. But if you take the Soifei Tevois of Levi, Kahas, Amram, and Moshe, you get Misa, to indicate that Amalek in the end has Misa. Says Chassam Sofer, I heard this remez and I can't explain it. Reishis Goyim Amalek. The Reish, the Rashi Tevois of Amram, Kahas, Levi, Moshe is Amalek. The Sofei Tevois is Misa. Interesting. Let's try to develop this further. So we're learning that Amalek had an unusual practice. They would cut off the Mila and throw it heavenward. Obviously, they're counteracting the Reishis of Kedusha. And therefore, Keneged Amalek, which is Reishis of Tumah, we have Mitzvah of Bikurim, which is Reishis of Kedusha. A number of years ago, I had a zechus to go to Istanbul. That's an interesting expression, the zechus to go to Istanbul. I don't know that it's a zechus to go to Istanbul, but I went to the kever of the Baal Smichas Chachamim. The Smichas Chachamim is buried in Istanbul, and the Smichas Chachamim is a wondrous sefer on Mishnayos. I want to show you what it looks like. Here it is. Here it is. Smichas Chachamim. The Smichas Chachamim. It's on Tfilos and Piyutim. A second volume, Tfilos and Piyutim. And then you have, he wrote a kesher between all the mesachtas of Shas. Like, Lama Nismacha, this mesachta to that mesachta. This is the title page of the Sefer. It's beautifully done. It's put out by Ahavat Chaim, that's Rabbi Yaakov Hillel's press. And it's a very expensive set, even though I bought it many years ago. It's a beautiful set. Smichas Chachamim. He explains the juxtaposition of the Masechtas of Mishnah al pi Kabbalah. And he explains that Amalek is nismachu to be kurim not only in Tarsha B'Chsav, it's also nismachu to be kurim in Tarsha Baal Peh. Because you have Mesechta Arla and then Mesechta Bikurim. You hear this? Arla and Bikurim. Why? What does Arla have to do with Bikurim? Amalek is connected to Arla. That's why they're misnaged to the mitzvah of Mila. Mila is Reishis of Klal Yisrael B'Kedusha. Therefore, they took the Mila and they threw it upward. The Bikurim is the Kayach of Reishis that's Mevatel Amalek. And all the other mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael were Netzdave when they entered Eretz Yisrael have the Kayach of Reishis. The Melech, which is the mitzvah we're commanded to appoint a Melech, is Reishis Ha'am. And the Beis Hamikdash is, so to speak, Reishis of all the Mekaymais. Therefore, you bring the Bikurim to the Mikdash. So again, the juxtaposition of Amalek to Bikurim, Kiseitse, to Kisavai, is found again, Arla Bikurim. Okay? So here's where we come in. I think it's of great significance that both times that we read about Reishis Goyim Amalek, it's Ba'achras Hashanah. Do you think it's a coincidence that both in Kiseitse and in Chodesh Adar. We talk about Amalek. We're very busy with Amalek in the end, the Soif Hashana. We're busy with Reishis Goyim B'Soif Hashana. Why? Because just like Amalek is Keneged Bikurim, Amalek is Keneged Bikurim. Amalek counteracts Reishis. They're against Bikurim. They're against Mila. What does that mean? Amalek's job in this world is to ruin Reishis of Kedusha. Therefore, before we start Reishis Hashanah, we got to get rid of Amalek. Since Amalek counteracts Bikurim, which is Reishis, and they counteract Mila, which is Reishis, if you want to have a Reishis Toiva, if you want to have a good beginning, then you need to get rid of the Reishis of Amalek, of the Reishis Goyim. Therefore, you know, Amalek, a preparation for a good beginning is destroying Amalek. Think about it. Amalek comes to cool us off. Asher karcha baderech. Rashi says, karcha is a lashon of cold. They come to cool us off from the heat of the bathtub. It's a mashal to a hot bath. Someone jumps in and he burns himself. He makes it easier for someone else. But perhaps we could interpret it allegorically as well. As the year comes to its new start, and we get heated up, we warm ourselves up, so to speak, we energize ourselves, this year is going to be the year. This year, we're going to put in increased efforts in understanding the Torah, in applying ourselves to Torah, in committing ourselves to tefillah, committing ourselves to Bein Adam LaChaveray. As the new year begins and we start heating up, Amalek will always come to cool us off. They're going to come, Asher Karcha Baderech. So if you want to make sure that you have a good Reishis, if you want to make sure that you have a good beginning and you have a good start, then you got to get rid of that force which is antithetical to beginnings. Amalek is antithetical to Mila. Amalek is antithetical to Bikurim. And we're suggesting they're also antithetical to heating yourself up at the Reishis Hashana. Therefore, we need to remember to destroy Amalek at the Achris Hashana in order to have a good Reishis. If you want to make sure that you're not cooled off on Rosh Hashanah, and that this year, you know, obviously, you're not going to be as energized at the end of the year as you are in the beginning of the year. You know, the temperature might drop by the end of the year. But if you want to make sure that your temperature is still above room temperature in September, if you want to make sure your temperature, your spiritual temperature, is still above 68 degrees in Elul, you got to start off over 100 degrees in Tishrei. But Amalek's going to come to cool you off. So we got to get rid of the force that is Menaged the Reishis. We have to remember to destroy Amalek in Kiseitse at the end of the year before Rosh Hashanah and in Adar before Nisan. Let's add one more point. You know, it's interesting. I want to add something that's not here. Another reason why it's important to get rid of Amalek at the end of the year. This is something we've said before, but I never remembered to say it in this context. You know, Rosh Hashanah is given a special name in Tanakh, and we've spoken about this many, 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 many times. Over the years, I think we offered four explanations. Rosh Hashanah is always called Hayoim. In Iyov, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Vav, Vayehi Hayoim, Vayevoyu Bnei Olaikim, Lehisyatsev. Rashi says, Vayehi Hayoim, Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Haya. By the Isha HaShunamis, it says, Elisha came, Vayavoy, Shunem, Vayehi Hayoim. The Zohar says it was Rosh Hashanah. Atem, Nitzavim, Hayoim, Kulchem. Ayin, in the Holy Sefer, Pardes Yosef. Pardes Yosef. You know, the Pardes Yosef was written by one of the Poilashe Ga'onim on Bereishis Shemais Mayikra. It was completed by Rav David Mandelbaum on Bamidbar and Devarim. Rav David Mandelbaum is a Yid that I've been wanting to speak to my whole life. He completed Pardes Yosef Bamidbar and Devarim. He recently wrote, He ever see the Svarim Daf al Daf on various Masechtas? He wrote them. He wrote the biography on the Kozhik Lover Goin. Shortly, he wrote the biography on Ramanachim Zemba. And he called me yesterday. I was in Los Angeles. He randomly called me yesterday because someone told him that my grandfather knew Ramanachim Zemba and they want to make the biography in English. So I told him I want to speak to him and if he could please call me at 1:15 today. So I'm looking forward to speaking to the Pardes Yosef shortly. But the Pardes Yosef points out, Atem nitzavim hayoim kolchem. Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. What parasha do we read before Rosh Hashanah? Atem nitzavim hayoim kolchem. Or, Lemishpatecha amdu hayoim ki hakol avadecha. It says in Tehillim, Kuf Yotes. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld would say the gematria of that whole pasuk is Rosh Hashanah. Asher yeomer hayoim behar Hashem yeira'eh. What do we invoke every Rosh Hashanah? The Akedah, Asher Yeomer Hayoim. Why is Rosh Hashanah called Hayoim? So we once explained that Masilas Yesharim tells us that practically every Jew with a basic education knows what they need to do. We all know what we need to do. But we don't do it. You know, isn't that strange? You ask a Jew, Are you learning enough? No, it's on my to-do list. When are you going to start learning? Daf yoimi, amud yoimi, daf ha-shavua, ayraisa, whatever it is, whatever you want, when are you going to start? Start! It's on my list, I'm going to start. When? But when? Tomorrow. And what happens when tomorrow comes? It wasn't a good time. It's just the middle of Elul, I'll wait till Rosh Hashanah. No, I'll wait till Yom Kippur. I wait till Tshuva Me'ava on Sukkot. No, Hoshana Rabbah. No, the Sifrei Chassidus say you can do Tshuva until Chanukah. I'll start Tu B'Shvat. I'll start by Rabbi Shaya of Karastir's yard site. I'm going to start after tax season. I'm going to start when all the kids are married. I'm going to start when I retire. So we all know what we need to do. The problem is we've become geniuses of procrastination. We became experts in stalling for till tomorrow. You know that whenever Amalek appears in Tanakh, the following word will appear together with him. Machar. 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 Hine anochi nitzav arosh hagiva. Amalek is always mentioned with Machar. Even Esther. When Esther tells Achashverosh, Achashverosh says, you want a party today? No. Machar. Umachar eseh. Even when David fights Amalek, machar neshev, it always uses the word machar. You will not find Amalek without the word machar anywhere in Tanakh. You know why? Because that's the power of Amalek. The power of Amalek is machar. But you know what Rosh Hashanah is? Rosh Hashanah is abolishing machar. Rosh Hashanah is called hayoim. Hayoim. You want to have a successful Rosh Hashanah? You want to stand tall on Rosh Hashanah? It's all about Hayoim. Atem Nitzavim, you want to stand tall? Hayoim. Then you have to abolish the attitude of Amalek, which is Machar. And it has to be about Hayoim. Now, it's interesting. Rav Gamliel Rabinovich says, Atem stands for Al Toimar Machar. Atem al toimar machar. Don't say tomorrow. Nitzavim, it's hayoim. I gave this drush, this little piece about hayoim and machar. I spoke about it in Los Angeles on by Shal Shudas. Matzoi Shabbos, somebody came over to me. They have a present for me. So what's the present? A watch. A watch? What do I need? I have a watch. No, this is a special watch. Well, what is it special? On the circle of the watch, on the face of the watch, it just says one word. The time always says now. I said, I don't know how you made this watch between Shalashudas and Matzoi Shabbos, And it was sealed, it was packaged. He apparently had made these watches that say now. The watch says now on it. In other words, the point is, the time to do it is now, not in an hour, not tomorrow. Anyway, I think that's another connection between eradicating Amalek before Rosh Hashanah. Our success in the coming new year is dependent on not procrastinating. We have a lot of good ideas. We have a lot of good plans. We have a lot of good aspirations. It's a matter of hayom. It's a matter of starting today. One last thought. Rav Miller would say, I remember hearing this. I don't remember if I heard it live or on a tape. But Rav Miller said, I believe, often, what is the most important thing to think about on Rosh Hashanah? Before you even have the audacity to ask for a new year, you first have to say thank you for last year. In order to ask for more, you have to begin by thanking for what you have. We know that the klipa of Amalek is kifoy taiva. Amalek comes from us being kafoy taiva. Rashi in Bishalach says, Vayovay Amalek. What is Amalek doing there? What's Amalek doing at the end of Bishalach? So Rashi says that Hashem says, I'm always with you to take care of you. And you wonder, Hayesh Hashem bekerbeinu am ayin? I'm going to send the Kelev against you and he's going to bite you and you're going to know where I am. You're going to ask for me. Mashal to a kid who's riding on his father's shoulders. And as he's walking through the street, the kid sees something nice on the floor, and the kid says, Abba, pick it up for me. The father gives it for him. And it happened the second time. Pick up that candy for me. Pick up that coin for me. They're walking down the street, and the kid sees someone. He says, hey, have you seen my father? The father said, you don't know where I am? You asked me 19 times to pick up something for you. You don't know where I am? The father throws the kid off his shoulders. He gets bitten by a dog. What do we see from here? The root of Amalek is kifoy toiva. Hashem gave us water. He gave us food. And we say, oh, God, are you here? Where are you? I don't know where you are. So that means Chazal are revealing the source of Amalek. The source of Amalek is being kifoy toiva, not acknowledging, not appreciating, not being aware, not valuing the chesed that Hashem does for us. Hashem showers us with chesed, and we say, Ribbono Shel, life is so hard, when are you going to help me out already? The source of Amalek is kafoy taiva. We know that the mitzvah of Bikurim, the main objective of Bikurim, is ve'anisa ve'amarta. V'yamarta elav, he gadati hayoim, Rashi says, she'incha kafoy taiva. So this gives us another understanding of why Bikurim is juxtaposed to Amalek. Amalek is sourced in kafoy taiva, and Bikurim is a correction for that. Perhaps then we understand why we read the parsha of Amalek before Rosh Hashanah. As Rav Miller taught, when we stand before Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, we ask Him for Banei Chayu Mezoinei. We ask Him for our children. We ask Him for our life. We ask Him for our sustenance. But really, before we do that, we need to say one thing to Hashem before that. Before we ask for another year of life and success and happiness for our families and sustenance, we have to remember to say one thing. We have to remember to say, before we pray for Tav Shin Pei Vav, we have to thank Hashem for Tav Shin Pei Hei. And therefore, before we advance and proceed to the upcoming year, we need to eradicate Amalek. We need to eradicate the feeling of kafoy taiva, of feeling entitled and ingratitude and lack of awareness and lack of appreciation for everything Hashem gave us. So as a way to prepare ourselves for the upcoming new year, we first have to eradicate the feelings of ingratitude, and we do that by destroying Amalek. So Amalek is here, he's counteracting the Rashis, he's counteracting Bikurim, he's counteracting Mila, which are both the Kayach of Rashis, And we're suggesting, therefore, he's going to cool us off for as we get heated up for the upcoming new year. Therefore, we need to remember to destroy him. Because until you can have a racious toiva, until you eradicate the racious goyim Amalek. Furthermore, if you want to be successful at Hayoim, the attitude of today, we have to destroy Amalek, who's the king of tomorrow. Atem nitzavim Hayoim. You have to eradicate the kayach of Amalek, the kayach of Machar. And likewise, as we begin the new year, our first responsibility, Reishis Chayvoisenu, is Shaloi Tehe Kafoi Taiva. And we do that by eradicating Amalek as well. Rabbi Yisai, enjoy your Labor Day. Ha'adam Lai Nivra, a person was created. Adam La'amal Yulad, man was created for Labor Day. Yeah? To be Amel Batayra. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha Batzlacha. Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.